Welcome to the Lady Mondegreen Comedy Podcast Sampler. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this slice of locally grown, 100% organic, ChatGPT-free stand-up comedy. Please be aware that there are only two episodes available on this podcast, because this is not the real podcast. It's just a sampler. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, then please consider listening to the actual podcast, which is a private, subscription-based podcast. Please go to LadyMondegreen.us for details on how to subscribe. Thank you.
But nevertheless, say what you will about old white guys, I still aspire to be one someday, despite everything I've read.
And your lowlands, oh, where have you been? They slay the Earl of Moray and Lady Mondegreen.
I'd like to start off with a little public service announcement. If you guys see any bees or wasps this time of year, steer clear. They are upset because they know their days are numbered. And how do I know this, you ask? Thanks for asking. It's because about a week ago, I was riding around on my bike with my mouth wide open, as one does, and a bee flew into my mouth and stung the tip of my uvula, and it hurt like a son of a bitch. And yeah, it was awful. And what was terrible is that it swelled up to about the size of my pinky finger, and it came up into the front of my mouth, and I could play with it with my tongue. It was very, very disturbing. I do not recommend it. I would have been fine, except that... I would have been fine, except that it kept swelling about to the size of my thumb. And I sneezed really hard, and the pain was so intense that I gasped and swallowed my own uvula. It's worse than it sounds, because it completely occluded my entire throat, and I suffocated and I died. And it was very, very tragic. So you're probably wondering, if I died a week ago, what am I doing? Why am I here this evening? And the answer to that is very simple. I have been asked to perform the eulogy. Good guess who that was. This is the photo. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here this evening to remember the late Philip Ogren. I'd like to start off by thanking you all for coming to this memorial service. I know he would have really loved seeing you all here, and would have, you know, savored every fallen tear and cherished every mournful sigh. And I know this to be true because ever since he read Tom Sawyer as a little boy, he had been fascinated by the possibility of attending his own funeral. And so I know he would have loved to have shared this moment with you. Those of you who knew his politics may be surprised to hear that he wanted a portion of his estate donated to the Donald J. Trump 2024 re-election campaign. Woo! That's just true. He was really adamant about this, if not oddly specific. He said he wanted the donation amount to be 5 cents. Payable in wooden nickels to be transacted over his dead body. That was the key detail he kept emphasizing. Over my dead body, he kept yelling. Anyways, if there's someone here from the Trump campaign that can stand here on the other side of this casket, we can make that happen. It's a little disturbing to see my dead body there. My my beautiful, beautiful dead body. You know, people say that when you're dead and gone, like, your how you looked won't matter, like, those things won't matter anymore, but I don't believe that for a second. I can tell by the pained and poignant looks on your faces that my good looks have never been more important than they are in this very moment. It's such a pity, because he was so handsome. Somebody whispered. Anyways, if I look a little bit more relaxed and at ease here in my casket than I do up here on stage, it's probably because the dead me won't be paying child support this month. Anyways, Philip set out early in life determined to get married and have 2.2 children and 0.6 dogs or so, statistically speaking, and never really stopped to contemplate the possibility that his future self might have been perfectly content with just one child. Or I don't know, maybe even fewer, you know? But in the end, he ended up with, let's see, Talene, Marlowe, Noah, Jonah, Bodie, Rowan, Ocean, 7 kids. He leaves behind a modern-day Brady Bunch-style family, as him and his second wife both had 3 kids from their first marriages and then had 1 child together. And you're probably thinking, how does a guy with that many kids have time to be dead on a Thursday evening? That's a fair question. It does help that my 2 boys, my daughter's in college, my 2 boys are with their mom this week, and they won't even find out that I'm dead until they come home from school on Monday afternoon, so they're doing okay.
They have slain the Earl of Moray and Lady Mondegreen.
Program note. While I was telling the story about being stung by a bee, which is an absolutely true story, by the way, well, that is to say, it was true right up until the moment I said it grew to the size of my thumb. Anyways, while I was telling the story, I was pulling out electric votive candles and silk flowers and setting them on a chair. When I revealed that I was about to perform my own eulogy, I pulled out a large framed selfie and set it above the candles and flowers. That photo is the cover art for this episode. Hey, thank you for listening to the Lady Mondegreen Comedy Podcast. Please support the podcast by sharing it with a friend. You can contact me at linktree.com/philipogren or by visiting ladymondegreen.us. This episode of the podcast was produced by Philip Ogren. The intro music was composed and performed by the Tribonacci Trio using misheard lyrics taken from the Bonnie Earl of Murray, a traditional Scottish ballad. The outro music, if you can call it that, was performed by Philip Ogren. And I only mention that so that you won't mistakenly credit the Tribonacci Trio, who had nothing to do with it. Original stand-up comedy was written and performed by Philip Ogren in front of a live audience at the Times Collaborative in Longmont, Colorado, on October 12, 2023, as part of Longmont Out Loud's Open Stage series. Please check out longmontoutloud.com for current and future comedy shows in and around Longmont.